Fox and the Clown podcast. This time we've got, I don't know, like kind of the regular slew of topics here. We're going to try to keep it more mainstream, I would say, this podcast. Would you agree?
What the fuck does that mean, mainstream?
Because a lot of times you talk
about...
What is
mainstream for the podcast?
Here's the thing. A lot of times you talk, this is what I've heard people say, not necessarily my own sentiments, but I've heard people say that you bring up some like kind of fringe out there weirdo topics is what they're saying.
Who's saying this?
I don't know. I just heard it. I heard it.
Who'd you hear it from? It.
I don't know. The streets just, they talk and I listen. All right.
Okay.
But that's what I heard. So I'm calling it now. This is going to be our most mainstream podcast. Like when Kendrick Lamar released Damn and people were like, this is his most mainstream album. This is going to be our most mainstream podcast.
This definitely will not be the most mainstream podcast that we have. We've had other podcasts that are fairly normal.
Can you point to a specific example?
Yeah, in like the earlier episodes.
I guess we did have some that were just like about Mother's Day, calling your mom. That's pretty normal. That's pretty normal. Okay. Well, we're doing a return to normalcy.
We're not beating that.
We're doing a return to normalcy, all right?
We'll try. We will try that.
Yeah, certainly. Welcome back, you guys. We've got some topics, including but not limiting to the bird flu. I want to talk about the bird flu. I'm talking about running, because I've been running a bit. And Donvi's got some topics as well.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about Andrew Tate.
Okay, I don't know, right? Let's start off easy, though, and just... You're making my voice crack, bro. You're taking me back to 2008.
World War III.
I don't want to talk about the international... I feel like the podcast, even though war is an important topic, I feel like, I don't know. At some point, you got to get away from all the bombardment. That's probably not the best word to use, but you got to go.
Bombardment.
You got to get rid of all the slew of news that you hear every day.
Wow,
you know
that is.
I will say that was completely unintentional.
This is in the podcast.
That's completely unintentional.
I'm editing this podcast.
No. But for real though, this is what I think is. You need to take a break from the flood of news that comes in every day. So, you know. I think
a lot of news.
At least in some ways, it's good to kind of talk about more non-war news. But we can talk about it too if you want. I mean, I don't mind.
I don't really have anything to say on it, but Andrew Tate does.
Why are you like a Tate dude, bro?
What the fuck? You disrespecting the top G,
dude? Are you one of those guys,
wrong
bro?
With you?
Are you one of those guys, like? Ironically or unironically?
What are you talking about? I've never talked about Andrew Tate before.
I feel like you're always talking about him on the podcast, man.
Never.
This is not the first time.
This is only the second time. I think I brought him up once.
Only the
and
second
that was like,
time.
That was like two or three podcasts ago when he had something stupid to say.
Okay. Well, you did say like his prison manifesto.
I mean, he was cool. He was cool for a while.
Was he though?
Until he got owned by Greta Thunberg.
Okay, let's move on, and we'll talk about him. I don't know what you want to say about him, but you know, I'll give you your fair shot. But let's look at our emails. I actually see one email from someone I know here.
Gotcha.
Okay, this is a long email. We're not going to name her, but this is from my significant other.
Uh-oh.
Who's been listening to the podcast.
Is this the person who says that I say strange stuff?
Let's see. New friend of the podcast, I'm thrilled to be sending you an email. Since the time of Yoshi's endeavors to the Utah National Parks, I've been going through listening to podcasts.
Oh, no.
Anyways, I wanted to bring up a few things that have been on my mind. First off, it was not Yoshi's fault I hurt my arm skiing. I don't hold him responsible at all. Dang, I know she probably felt bad when she heard that. And honestly, it was pretty nice of him taking good care of me for the trip. Okay. Podcast thoughts. Came across a common theme of the podcast being revolutionary. I was wondering what sort of things are on brand with this theme. What do you classify as revolutionary things? It's true. We just talk a big game about being revolutionary all the time, but like we haven't done
revolutionary as in new ways of thinking, new technologies that we're constantly developing.
Is that true?
Yes.
What's the last big technology we've developed?
The finger pulley.
But that's just a part of the human body.
Well, we found it, though. Nobody else found it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, true. When I heard it, like, people weren't really talking about it. But then after I heard mine, like, people were like, okay, shit, that's something we gotta watch out for. So certainly. Yeah.
Certainly. We've influenced the public consciousness.
I think revolutionary doesn't necessarily mean innovation, too. Revolutionary means we literally inspire revolutions. Like,
what revolutions?
Like, the revolution against Big Spotify, man. The revolution against Joe Rogan. Like, that's our whole thing. So, in a way, we're the most revolutionary podcast from, like, a stand up and rise and fight against Big Rogan, all right?
Yeah.
And then she says, we need a Rizov part 2. I don't want to do Rizov part 2, bro.
What was the Rizov?
Please and thank you. Donvi, this is your chance to either really help or sabotage your co-host.
Wait.
Rizov, you remember when we had Rizzo on the podcast and he was like... he was trying to get game, and so I was saying, like, you should Riz me up.
Okay.
I don't want the Rizzo.
This could be good. This could be good. We could get the Riz counselor Tavoy in here with us as well, with Rizzo.
Okay.
That would be a revolutionary podcast.
So we get the counselor. We get, like, a counselor for fixing or suggesting, like, ways to up your kind of charisma.
Yeah, and I'm going to need it with this little quest that I'm on. I've been drowning. I'm going to talk about it on the podcast.
Okay. I mean, maybe we do get a part two. I mean, I was part of the cringe of the Rizoff. You were not.
I don't remember that episode. I remember the episode, but I don't remember, like, what went down in the episode. I remember somebody said some sus things, and that's it. Yeah, I don't know what it was.
I said I wanted, like, Rizzo to eat my ass or something.
No.
That's no why wonder you don't
I don't remember that. I probably blocked that shit away.
I'm guessing you definitely did block that shit away. Okay, and then he says, thanks for sticking with my email so far. I promise it will have been worth, as I've saved my best topic for last. I, on behalf of the fans, I hope I have the power to say this despite being a newbie. I mean, she says she's a newbie, but actually she's listened to every podcast.
No, bro.
I think she said she listens to every single podcast. Oh, no. I'm requesting under the Open Information Act and the integrity of this podcast that you reveal your recent infiltration of FNC into Utah County. I would like to know what you saw and how you felt if you were converted and any other bits of information. This is crucial information for the fans. Thank you both for such a revolutionary new podcast. Okay, well, thank you. Thank you, our fan. Now, I will share, I did go to Utah County, which, if you don't know, is not the same as Salt Lake County. It is the Mormon epicenter, if you will. It's like where they've kind of established dominance, you know? And I went to a temple. I'm going to try to post this for you. I'll post an image. Because I was trying to do more research on their culture, as you know.
Why?
Just because we had so many religion brackets at the beginning. I mean, neither of us are Mormon, but it's just such a... I mean, we like to keep our eyes on powerful organizations here on the podcast.
Yeah, so that's true.
I will say, like, it's definitely something... it's definitely something I like to keep my eye on. Now, what do you think I did in front of this Mormon temple?
Probably soaked.
No, was not soaking in front of
public soaking to protest.
Well, I don't know. That would be a crazy protest, though, don't you think? I don't know if I have the picture, actually. I think it's in my... It's in a separate folder here.
Did I tell you about this? I don't know if I told you, but I was listening to a podcast where they were talking about soaking.
They were talking about it on a different podcast?
Yeah. And apparently they sometimes bring in a third wheel to jump on the bed.
They do. They do. That's the whole point. It needs three people. Two people to do the soaking. And then
it may have been this podcast where we talked about it, but I think I heard about it on another podcast as well.
And then one person jumps on the bed to, like, because they're not allowed to thrust on their own, right?
Yeah.
So they got to get, like,
weird because you're already inside. Like, you've already penetrated.
For me, sex is like the penetration aspect. It's not the thrusting, you know? Like, you can just dry hump all day, and that's just the thrusting. But once you've done the penetration, like, that's the real deal, you know?
You've opened the door. You've come into somebody's back door.
But then again, like, think about...
You're already inside.
I mean, think about that, though. Like, that's effectively edging for, like, think about if you were edging for 19, 20 years of your life, like, your mental gymnastics like that you, well, no, not like you. You do the opposite, right?
Well, so, no, for the longest time, I didn't know how to come.
What? What were you doing
there? I didn't know. It was like, you know that meme where, like, it's a guy with a pickaxe and he's, like, mining for gold and then he turns away? Like, but there's like a big gold mine behind this, like, tiny sliver of dirt. But the guy just gave up and walked away. That was me for, like, a long time.
So you just never took it to the finish line. You just kind of
never took it. I just was like, fuck, bro, what? I know something's got to happen, but
everyone's talking about it. You don't know what the big deal is. Everyone's just talking about it. I can't find the picture, but basically, fuck, why can't I find the picture? Basically, I was in front of the Mormon temple, posing on him. I took a picture, posing on him, and that's about it. I was there, though, in Provo.
I'm talking about this meme. Then this is you above me, and you're getting ready to go.
I mean, I've got some momentum in that picture, but look, I don't know, man. What I would say is this: I learned a lot from the Mormon temple. There was no soaking involved. No soaking-ology, I would say. I mean, that's crazy that you heard about that on a podcast.
There were probably people soaking nearby, though.
You think so? Like, you could sense it?
Probably smell that shit.
I didn't smell or see any, but, like, sometimes I think, like, yeah, probably one or two people in in Provo were engaging in that behavior, you know, like, in the whole city, like, there's got to be have one person doing that while I'm on the bed.
What do you think the longest soak session has been?
It's got to be... It's not long. 10 seconds? 20 seconds?
10 seconds?
Yeah, bro, because, like,
what the think fuck about is it. The point?
Because you're not allowed to even, like, masturbate. So, any type of sexual stimulation at that point in your life, you're, like, busting immediately, probably.
That's what. No.
That's gotta be, bro.
No.
Like, think about if you've hands off your whole life, you've never done anything.
If they're soaking, they masturbate.
You're not allowed to, though. You're not supposed to. They probably do some mental gymnastics too, like they get their fucking, like, I don't know, they're jumping on a trampoline with a hole cut at the bottom, just like jumping on their belly or something. Like, they probably did some gymnastics as well, but, like, I don't know, man. I don't know.
I was just wondering, like, what does the workout for the third wheel look like when he's, like, done jumping for, like, an hour on a bed?
He's probably sweating, bro. He's like, God damn it. I better be best man at these people's weddings if I'm going through all this shit, if I gotta see these motherfuckers. Like, you could not pay me. I don't think you could pay me $1 million to do that. It would turn down.
You wouldn't help me out?
No, I would not help anyone out for $1 million to do that.
You're such a fucking liar.
I'm not, bro. Like, I
for $1 million?
I don't, maybe $2 million. Maybe it only takes a little bit more, but I would not do it for $1 million.
So. I don't know. I'd do it. $5.
$5, you would help someone out to do that.
I mean, I don't see why not. I get to see what's going on.
I mean, that's fricked up, man. That's almost like, almost more fricked up than doing it, man. Like, that's even worse, I would say. If you would do it for $5, that's even worse. Anyway, yeah, that kind of sums it up, I would say. I don't have the picture. I'll try to send it to you later. I just can't find it on my phone.
Does that mean Mormons are like, they have like the largest percentage of cucks?
I don't know, maybe.
Of any religion?
Maybe, but I don't know. I don't know, because they're not really into crazy shit like that. Because the guy who's jumping isn't getting cucked. He's not even in the relationship. I thought it was only cuckolding if, like, your significant other is doing it with someone else.
I guess that's, like, the actual... Like, that's how it's supposed to be, but I feel like people would call him a cuck.
No, he's just a homie, bro. He's just one of the homies, man.
He's blindfolded.
Yeah, I think he would actually probably blindfold himself if they were to do it in the real traditions.
Not me. I'm looking like I'm turning my head back.
You're trying to get that view. You put a mirror on the other side of the room just to see. You just get a better view. Anyway,
good guys, I don't see anything.
Oh shit, one fan responded to our shit. Let's see here. This is our other email. What do you want us to talk about next? Tavoy says Kagurabachi is what we should talk about next as well. I shouldn't say his name, but I'm bad at not doxing people, right? One of our fans said that we should talk about that. I know you've mentioned it in the past. I just don't know what the fuck it is.
Kagurabachi? Mm-hmm. That's only the... it's just a manga.
Okay.
It's a manga. Tavoy's reading it. I refuse to read it because of how cringe it is.
Okay.
It was a meme for a while because it was so like... basic bitch, but everyone was hyping it up, kind of like Morbius. Because it's just a dude, it's just a kid with like a trench coat and a samurai sword, like a magical samurai sword, going around fighting other mobsters with powers.
I see.
But apparently it's getting really good. Tavoy has been reading it. He says it's good. I've heard other people say it's getting good, too.
Okay. Well, I mean, maybe. I don't know. I'm not a big manga reader. Let's see what TCB Scans has been.
Oh, maybe he's recommending that for us to read and review.
I think that's what he's saying. I think it's because this was... What should we talk about? He said we should talk about that. So, I mean, I'm not opposed to it. But, you know me, I'm kind of that lazy Larry. I don't like reading that much.
That's true.
But who knows?
You're not a reader. You're not well read.
I'm not well read. I have this book here on my bed. It's called The Impossible Climb. I need to get to it. I need to start reading it, but it's just been on my list.
That's just a prop.
It really is just a prop until I open it and read page one. Once I read page one, I can be like, hey, I'm reading this book. But until then, it's just a damn prop. Okay, one thing I wanted to talk about was the bird flu. As bird flu spreads in the US, is it safe to eat eggs? What to know about the risk to humans? So you're a guy who has had a rocky history with birds and... you know, kind of members of the avian family. Is that true?
I don't get along with birds.
Yeah, I mean, ever since you were a young kid, I mean, we've talked on the podcast about you getting chased by a headless chicken. Talked about you getting attacked by guinea fowl.
Drill pecked. Back of the head.
Like, there's a lot of tension there. So I just wanted to bring this story to the forefront. It's been going on for several months now. I thought it had died off because I heard about it so long ago. And now it's apparently just gotten worse instead of dying off. It says, earlier this month, a dairy worker in Texas, a human, tested positive for bird flu, aka avian influenza. It's the first time a virulent strand of bird flu has been detected in cows and the first documented cow-to-human transmission of an avian influenza virus. All right. What is bird flu? It's a disease type of avian virus, it says.
Are birds, like, falling from the sky?
No, I think they're just getting sick. I think they're getting sick and they're dying, but not mid-flight, probably. They probably, like, perch or some shit before they die. That would be, like, if a human died mid-run. It's like, you're not typically going to run if you're sick, you know?
You could.
You could if you're really dedicated. Like, maybe if you're that motherfucker who's always talking about running on YouTube, but I don't know. David Goggins, I think his name is. Maybe he would die while fucking running. But it says the outbreak has been spread to 8 states so far. As of April 11th, it's in Texas, Kansas, Michigan, New Mexico, Idaho, Ohio, North Carolina,
what?
And South Dakota.
They got, how they did got they get to. Here?
Apparently how did they get got here? Because birds fly, man. They fly all around to all different
they're
states.
They're sick. They don't fly.
Well, they don't know that they're sick, and then, like, they start feeling sick, and then they're like, oh, shit, how I gotta rest.
You know? Oh, I see. It's like when you get to school, and then you, like, shit your brains out.
Yeah, or it's kind of like when you catch COVID, and then you don't know for, like, the first 3 days, and you're, like, spreading it to everyone, and then you feel you're getting sick, and then you gotta tell the people. You gotta do the text of shame, like, guys, I tested positive for COVID, all right? You guys are probably fucked. Like, it's all my fault, you know?
For me, the text of shame is just pretending that I have COVID and I have to feel bad after lying to everyone.
So you just didn't want to go to a party. You're like the guy who didn't want to go and then you just tell people you have COVID. And then they're like, oh, wow, he's so honorable. He wanted to go to this party and he's actually staying home for our safety. Anyway, but it's in all those states. Only one human in Texas has known to get it. But it says, how does the bird flu spread to humans? Every once in a while, a bird flu virus can get into humans, but that's very rare. They say directly from an infected bird, this is from someone from the CDC, directly from an infected bird, from environments contaminated with avian influenza virus, or through an intermediate host, such as an animal. In this case, I guess the guy got it from a cow, probably. Because he was a
dairy worker. What was he doing to the cow?
I think he was a farmer, so he was probably just farming the cow for milk or for raising it for beef.
Okay.
Why does it gotta be doing anything to the cow? Like, he could just be a regular guy, you know?
I don't know, I'm just like, asking questions.
I don't know. I mean, maybe he was and he just didn't want to admit it. Most people wouldn't want to admit to doing something.
Farmers do things to cows all the time.
They do.
They shove their arms up their ass.
No, they don't. They don't do that. They don't.
They poke holes in their sides so they can let the methane out.
I mean, I have seen videos of that, but that's in a rare case, right? By the way, that one cow probably contributed to, like, the Earth's temperature rising by, like, 0.1 degree. Like, it probably was significant, the amount of fucking gas was in that cow. Did you see that cow, bro?
That shit happens all the time. I've seen multiple videos of different cows.
Just like fields of bloated cows grazing the lands.
What happens if they get too big? Do they just like pop?
I assume it's not good for them. Like, it probably puts a lot of pressure on their internal organs, can cause some health complications, you know? I just don't know how the air is like. Where is it? Like, because animals aren't just balloons, you know? There's, like, flesh and fat and shit there.
It's like, it's like that scene from Shrek where Fiona's, like, blowing the fucking snakes and frogs up.
Yeah, it's like, just animals aren't like that. That's, like, a comical situation, you know? Anyway, can you get the bird flu through eggs? This is important because I probably eat close to a dozen eggs per week. So
what the hell is wrong with you?
I mean, I eat like one or two eggs a day, basically.
Every day?
One or two eggs every day, yeah.
That's so crazy.
Hey, man, it's not that crazy, I feel like. Anyway, no evidence people can get bird flu from food that's been properly prepared and cooked, and that it is safe to eat eggs, chicken, beef, drink pasteurized milk as well. Says we've not seen cases from ingesting any animal shit or any kinds of stuff like that. Maybe literal shit, but so they say it's a mild infection. Symptoms of bird flu in humans include fever, cough, runny nose, muscle or body aches, headache, fatigue, shortness of breath, diarrhea. Not it's literally the COVID symptom list here, except for loss of taste. Can you recover? Certainly, they say certainly you can recover. So what do you think? What do you think of all this as a bird hater yourself?
I just hope it gets to the point where we have to have a lockdown.
You want another lockdown?
Yeah.
No, I don't want another lockdown, bro. They've been trying to curb inflation caused by the money printing era of the pandemic for the last like 5 years, bro, or last 2 years, I guess. Because
God, that was the best years of my life.
Really, bro, a lot of people suffered, bro. The U.S. economy suffered a lot as well during COVID.
You said they were thinking about killing all the birds. What do you mean by all the birds? I mean, like all the chicken farms?
So I think that's what they don't know how to do, because like, you know how chicken farms are, the birds are so clumped up together. They were saying like, in order to avoid it spreading, like if it spreads to your farm, at some point you've just got to kill either a significant portion or all of your chickens in a certain area so that they don't infect other people's birds, you know?
Why don't you just stop selling chickens?
Well, the thing is, like, the chickens, if you kill, or let's say the chickens are, you know, they're getting the bird flu, but you just let them be, then they could spread the disease to like a crow that's just around, and that crow or something could fly to a nearby farmer and then screw their shit up.
I see.
So like,
God, birds are such a nuisance
because they travel fast, man. They're like the
assholes.
They're really the only things other than humans that can transmit disease so quickly, because they like us have the powers of like fast travel, basically.
Yeah, you know, I got fucked by some birds this morning.
Did you know? What the heck?
I got late to work because there were some geese crossing the road. Wouldn't fucking get a move on. They kind of just stood in the road for a bit.
Which section of road was this?
This was in front of the prison camp.
Okay, yeah, that checks out. Dang, dude. And so you were late for work because of those birds.
Yeah, they have fucking wings. They can get the hell out of the way. They didn't even have babies.
They do be walking around a lot for animals with wings. Isn't that a bit strange?
They think they own both land and air.
I guess, but you said they had their children with them.
They didn't have any children.
They didn't have, they were just walking.
Yeah.
Okay, then they have no excuse. Like, if I was a bird and I could just, like, fly like 10 seconds across the road versus like walk for 5 minutes across the road, like, you're not gonna tell me that, you know, walking is the better option in places with traffic like that, you know?
Why are geese protected? Why are geese protected?
Geese are protected?
I think so. I could have just ran them over.
I don't think they're protected.
I think it's against the law to kill geese.
Is it? Let me look up. Is it against the law to run over geese? Oh shit, here we go. Yahoo Finance. We all know Yahoo Finance is actually a legit source here. Says how but these geese are protected at the state and federal level, so hitting them with your car can result in a court appearance and a hefty fine. You're absolutely correct. Dang, dude. Canada geese. It literally says also North Carolina. It says...
What the hell? They pointed us out specifically.
Yeah, that's weird. It says News and Observer spoke with Fail Owens, the extension wildlife biologist with North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission, who specializes in Canada geese. And he says the best ways to handle them.
What makes geese so special?
They are the, aren't they the national bird of Canada? They're like the Canadian bald eagle. Yeah, but they're our neighbors. That's like if Canadians started running over bald eagles, you know? Like, we probably would.
Bald eagles don't sit in the middle of the road.
Yeah, but that, I'm saying culturally that would be like a similar thing, you know?
I don't know about that.
You don't know what the penalty is in North Carolina specifically?
What?
You would be charged with a misdemeanor offense, can mean up to $1,000 fine and a court appearance.
That's a fucking paycheck.
And then they say, according to a spokesperson of the Department of Justice, the federal charge could mean a heavy fine up to $10,000 in misdemeanor charges and some jail time.
If I run over one geese, I'm running over all of them.
It says that's if you drive through like a gaggle, it says, of geese.
A gaggle, bro?
That's what they're called when they're in a group. They're called a gaggle of geese. If you run them over, you could be dealing with quite the fine, bro. So it's good that you pointed that out.
I saved you.
I mean, wait a minute. What were we even talking about in the first place?
Bird flu.
Bird flu, okay.
Yeah, I hope these bastards get bird flu.
No, I mean...
Then I won't have to run them over.
I don't want the bird flu. I don't want any birds to get bird flu. I want them all to stay safe. Here's my thing is, like, can't you give them all, like, spray NyQuil over the fucking, like, farms? And then, like, hopefully a lot of them give... I don't know how science or medicine works. I'm just an engineer, all right? But is there some type of medicine that could be mass administered?
I'm just an engineer, and you say, like, the craziest thing.
I don't know, man. I don't know how medicine works in the bird population. All right. Anyway, because it's not like you're going to individually vaccine all these birds. There are, like, hundreds of millions of these fuckers. Because it's just going to be too damn expensive, man. And to get every single bird is going to be a monumental task.
But we'll just... we'll threaten China.
What do they have to do with the bird flu, man? They didn't start
this. We'll give them bird flu if they don't give us the vaccines.
What the hell? Like, but they're... I don't know, like... They're catching strays in this. They have nothing to do with the bird flu.
Yeah, well, they got COVID. They brought COVID over here. They fucked up everything.
Well, two wrongs doesn't make a right. Getting retribution will not create peace in your life, right? That's what they always say.
Well, three wrongs does make a right.
No, three wrongs absolutely does not make a right.
It does.
That just makes three wrongs. I'm thinking about it, and it's just leading me...
Think about it like this. In this scenario, a wrong is just a left turn. Take three left turns, you're going right.
True, but you're still not going in the direction, you know, you're supposed to be up here, you're going right down here, you know?
Yeah, well,
it's like you've lowered
yourself.
We're
not perfect. We're not perfect.
Okay, well, you could say that literally about everything. Anyway, that's enough about bird flu. What's your final kind of word on this bird flu? What would you do to make this bird flu better?
Like more potent?
No, like solve the problem, all right? Not exacerbate the problem.
I see. Kill all the fucking chickens, I don't know.
Damn, dude. That's kind of brutal. I mean...
Well, what the hell? People are already saying that.
I guess some people are saying that. I mean, some...
What would you say?
This California says no one saw this coming. California dairies scramble to guard herds against bird flu because it's spreading to cows. What I would say is this, man.
Here's what we do. Just put a blanket over them.
I think you gotta... This bird flu, like, you know, we're all talking about bird flu, how to protect the animals, but it kind of exposes this bigger business of factory farming, right? The only reason it's a problem in the first place is because motherfuckers are, you know, we've got this factory farming thing going on, and there's not much you can do about it with the growing world population, so...
I say do nothing, honestly. Let the birds adapt.
Just let them adapt, you think?
Yeah.
You know what? God always has a plan for us. I kind of agree, man. Things will probably work out. Things always end up working out, right?
How long has the bird flu existed? Like, the birds are still around.
I mean, it was a thing, like, remember I think H1N1, wasn't that one a thing when we were alive?
I thought that was swine flu.
First bird flu. I mean, we even talked about the bird flu at some point on the podcast. First bird flu was, it's H5N1. 1996 to 1997, highly pathogenic avian influenza is first identified in domestic waterfowl in southern China.
The virus 1897?
Is named A-Goose. 97, that's the year we were born.
You said 1997.
1997. 96, 97.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel bad for those birds. I hope you guys get well soon. If we've got any avian listeners, you know. But anyway, that's good. Second thing to talk about is just a little life update. Nothing's really changed for me that much. I have been running recently. I've been running just little distances here and there. I haven't been sick at all. Where did that come from?
Well, we were talking about how people don't run if they're sick.
Mm.
Or they don't drop dead after, like mid-run.
Yeah, well, thankfully, that hasn't been me. I haven't been sick, but I have been running. And I was scared that my knee pain would keep me from running, but actually it hasn't. And I'm happy about that. And so, yeah, I just want to say that to update the podcast, I've only been running short distances, like 3 miles, but I've been trying to go for it, bro.
Short distances, like 3 miles. Why don't you suck my cock?
I mean, relatively short, I should say.
Relatively, you know? Short.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's this social media app that tracks your running. Or it's not really a social media app. It's like a fitness app that you can track activities like running, swimming, hiking, biking, all those sort of things. And it's called Strava. And so I'll post my activities to Strava just so I can kind of see how much distance I've ran and all that. But in the app, you can follow other people and see what they've been doing. And so I see some people running upwards of, you know, 10, 15 miles, marathons, like some people going crazy. People I know, mind you. You know, one of our listeners...
Michael Burton.
No, not Michael Burton. Michael Burton's more into that vertical instead of horizontal. He's more into covering the vertical ground. But his brother is doing some running, and this guy Nick, he's been going crazy on the running, man. He's an inspiration for me right now.
Is it just like a competition thing?
No, it's just like you see what other people are doing, you see their activities, and you can
You can use that to be like competition.
Yeah, almost. Or more motivation, I guess. You can see and be like, yeah. Okay. He's doing something every couple of days. Like, okay, that I've got no excuse. I got to do something every couple of days, you know?
My Strava's would just be like sitting still. You just see what, how does it look? Is it like a GPS map and you see like where they go?
Yeah. I mean, you have to start tracking on your own. So like, if you know you're going for a run, you'll do like, okay, start tracking this run, okay. But it won't like track you autonomously. So yeah, for example, if I open the app here, I can see this guy we know, Steven, he ran 16 miles today at a 7:19 pace. Bro's actually crazy. he was
on track, right?
Yeah, he was running a lot even when we were in high school, but I think he really kind of kept with it. My friend in Salt Lake, he did 9 miles today, ran a 15K. Actually, a really good time here.
9 miles? That's insane. I would die.
Yeah, I've only been running like two.
I would die after 3 miles.
Yeah, that's why I've been slowly ramping it up. You know, I started at like 2 miles, and then I went to 2.5, and now I'm at 3. So maybe at this week I'll bump it up to 3.5.
I don't understand you people. You're already in shape. I don't know why you have to like keep ramping it up.
I mean, it's not in a sense of keep ramping it up. It's just for like a healthy cardio, you know.
You already have a healthy cardio. I don't have a healthy cardio.
I mean, relative to the population, yeah, but I want my heart to
relative to humans throughout history.
Relative to humans throughout history, we have ass cardio.
No, no, we don't.
Because they were running around hunting and gathering, like fucking chasing antelope for three hours. That's fake news. They had bows.
They had bows.
They got bows eventually, but they still had to track down these damn antelope.
How old is the bow?
Bow pretty old, bro.
Exactly. But you don't their fat ass is sitting in that tree.
No,
waiting for a deer to come up and like nibble on their fucking corn cob that they've sat out.
Nah, bro.
They're not chasing down deers, bro.
Well, humans are literally one of the most like fucking endurance based hunters that evolution's created. We were made to run in many ways.
You think you're gonna run down a deer?
Like, we're not meant to burst run down a deer, but our whole thing is like we could chase the deer for 3 hours, and in 3 hours that deer is going to completely run out of energy and just like collapse of exhaustion.
You think so?
Yeah, I think that's how humans are made. That's why we sweat.
Oh my god. Imagine chasing something in the woods for 3 hours.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. That's why
that just sounds like a waste of time.
Dude, that's how we got food, right? That was our evolutionary advantage. Like, what do you think motherfuckers were doing? Scrolling on their stone tablets?
Slinging rocks!
I mean, like, those can get you far, but like, you still gotta get within rock slinging.
That's what we call it, spear chunkers.
Well, what I'm saying is this, like, think about our adaptations. The sweating. Our sweating is meant to cool us off. Our sweating is meant to cool us off as we're chasing these animals through the plains, you know? Like, things like a cheetah, things like a gazelle, they don't sweat. They don't, like, they can't cool themselves off. They just end up overheating
after long endurance. Well, they sat through their paws, but, yeah, I know what you mean.
But anyway, that's a big tangent, but I've been running. It's nice to see people running as well. I mean, you know what we could do on the podcast? We could do some type of fitness podcast challenge. Do something between the two of us and then see if our viewers want to follow along. What do you think of that?
It depends on what it is. I'm not running 3 miles.
No. I don't think we should do a running challenge because some people can't run. Because like their knees would be fucked up, you know?
Oh, I thought you were like trying to be inclusive to ill-abled bodied people.
Well, I guess that too, but I'm saying like running is a fucking stressful ass thing, you know? Like some people...
Yeah, people out here running 9 miles. It can't be that stressful.
Well, if you just try to run 9 miles, you're like, you're going to break your body, you know? So it's like, if we did a running challenge, it'd be like run a mile, you know? Or like, dude, but I think it should be even simpler. Like, go to your
Do a push up.
Yeah, something simple like that. I don't know. Maybe more than a push up, but hey. It could be anything. We'll think of one and then say it on our next podcast.
Mm-hmm. All right, so well, what are we talking about?
I think now it's just your topics. Already at minute 43, though, so...
It's okay. My topics are all somewhat tied into each other. First, I'll start with this. I met with the Riz Council, and by that I mean Tavoy. Because okay. I got matched with this person on Tinder.
And so you've been looking for guidance on romantically.
Yeah, because... I've min-maxed my entire life as spec zero into talking to women or romancing women.
I think that's a lot of... I mean, we're not... I think we're technically Gen Z. I think you might barely not be Gen Z, but we're like between Gen Z and Millennial. But I think that's the problem with a lot of young people is they're not spending time talking to each other, much less the opposite sex, you know?
Anyways, so yeah, that's I guess just like a general life update of me. I've been talking to this chick on my love quest, my Chris Chan-esque love quest here. But this time there's no pickle dude to interfere.
Okay, I don't know what you're talking about, but I'll go ahead and agree there, I guess.
Why are they so difficult to talk to?
Well, I think, like, are you saying why are they difficult to talk to for you or in general?
In general.
I would say they're not so difficult to talk to, though.
They're very hard to talk to.
Here's what I think. Instead of thinking about it, like, why are women difficult to talk to, I would say, why is it difficult to talk to someone that you're interested in romantically? Right? Because think about, like, for gays and lesbians, let's say you're a gay dude, let's say. And you've probably got a lot of guy friends, right? But then if you think it's just as easy for that guy, for you in this scenario, to talk to his guy friends as it is for him to talk to someone he's romantically interested in.
I do.
You do think so?
Yeah.
So you don't think it's easier for the guy to talk to his friends than his romantic interest?
Dudes are dudes.
Well, what about a lesbian girl then? Do you think it's as difficult for her to talk to her girlfriends as it is?
Girls are girls.
So you think it just
comes from talking? I think men and women think differently. And they don't always line up.
I think it's difficult for any I think the romantic interest throws a wrench into things. Because people will naturally overthink things when it comes to a romantic pursuit than they would if it was just a regular social interaction. I don't think it has necessarily anything to do with gender.
Maybe.
Here's another example. Like, think of our good friend in middle school and high school, Sabrina. I won't say her last name, but Sabrina, right? Mm-hmm. Very easy for us to talk to her, but I would say neither of us were romantically interested in her. She was just like a friend, and we always just shot the shit and just like talked and chilled all the time, right?
That's true. But never mind.
Okay. That's my perspective, at least. But I'll let you cook. I don't know where you were going with that. Oh, you were saying why are women so difficult to talk to?
Yeah. And it's not always romantically. I have an example. I have an example here where it's not romantic in nature.
Okay.
But yeah, I've been talking to this chick. She's been ghosting me for a few days now. I don't think she's been ghosting me. I think she's just been busy. She actually messaged me today, but I haven't looked at it yet. So yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm specking into my romance stat, my charisma stat. Next topic on the list, somewhat tangentially related, is that I bought a love seat. I bought a love seat for my room because I wanted to put a love seat in my room so that other people could sit in here.
Yeah, I do agree, because when me and Mizuki visit your house, we're always scrounging up for all kinds of misfit chairs and shit, you know? We're always kind of scrambling around, like, for the stool, for the fucking chair in the other room, you know? So it's not a bad idea.
I was like, you know, it'd be nice, you know, if this chick comes over, potentially, it'd be nice if she had a chair to sit in, or maybe I would sit in the chair and she could just sit at the computer. I don't know. But, so I got this love seat. It came pre-built, which is interesting, although it was too big for my room. So it was a waste of money. It was like a waste of $500.
Oh, dang.
So I don't know what I'm going to do with this chair now.
I mean, you do have a nice-ass chair. I mean, for $500, you can purchase a nice-ass chair, so you have it at least.
So anyways, it's sitting in my living room right now. And my mom found out about this. She was like, why I was like pulling into the driveway one day, like 2 days ago. Maybe yesterday. I don't know. I can't remember. But my mom was on the porch of her house trying to talk to me. She was like, roll down your window. And I was like, okay. She's like, why'd you get a new chair? And I was like, why do people ever get new chairs?
Okay. So you didn't tell her? You didn't tell her that you might, like, just for guests that come in, you wanted them to have something nice to sit on?
I did. I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
I guess so, but it's also not that hard to just tell her that, too.
Well, it was also hard for her to hear me.
I see.
Because, like, we were like, I was saying the same thing multiple times. Eventually, she kept asking, and I was like, she's like, where are you going to put it? And I was like, I signaled to her because she couldn't hear me. I was like typing on my keyboard to signal that I was going to put it in my room. And this is why I think women think differently than men.
Well,
she asked me once I signaled to her by typing onto the keyboard. She said, you're going to put it underneath of your computer?
Okay.
I guess she's a boomer. She doesn't know.
That's the thing. She is kind of a boomer.
Don't know why. What kind of setup would that look like?
I mean, it would be like, I don't know, like a fucking standing desk setup, maybe, where you could choose to sleep under your desk if you wanted to.
A bunk bed.
Gamer setup. A bunk desk gamer. You never have to leave your fucking desk, you know? But, I mean, here's what I would also say is, it sounds like maybe she just couldn't hear you well. That's why she was fucking not sure what you were saying. You know? She was just confused from the jump.
I don't know.
But look,
I know my mom.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and admit, though, that, yeah, it's true that in the modern era, men and women have a difficult time communicating with each other. It's definitely true.
I like how I say, like, the crazy stuff on the podcast and you have to, like, rationalize.
No, I think it's definitely, I think that's, like, non-negotiable. Like, that's for sure a thing. Like, that's why male loneliness is so prevalent now. It's because, like, people have a difficult time communicating with other people, much less, like, even in the 80s, 70s, 60s, like, it was probably hard for guys to talk to girls, but there was just so much more person-to-person communication that the base level was way higher, you know? Whereas now it's,
yeah, like... Yeah, it's like we've talked about before, how, like, we've constantly got our earphone, we're constantly plugged in now.
Yeah.
We're not meeting face-to-face.
Yeah, I think that's why it's difficult as well. And hey, it's not easy for me either. At least sometimes it's not easy for me either.
And I'll just go ahead and jump into this Andrew Tate tweet, since he's the expert on women.
Okay, is he now? Let's see what he has to say.
And this isn't about women. This is just about World War III. For some reason, he felt like he was also an expert on, like,
geopolitics and,
yeah,
can international conflict. Okay, let's see.
He says, I'll post it for you as well. He says here, I told you all to get rich fast. I told you all to get 10 passports. I told you all to build bunkers stocked with food. I told you all to have a jet on the runway. Iran has just attacked Israel. It begins. As usual, the elites will be fine. The prepared will survive. Anyone else ends up dead or enslaved. We'll be giving my personal updates for free on Telegram.
Okay, so what do you make of this?
I fucking hate Andrew Tate.
First of all, never trust someone who at the end of their tweet, they say they promote their own shit, you know, because it's clearly just an advertisement.
It says retweet this tweet once joined.
I have a few problems with this, right?
So, he expects so much of the average person. He's asking, he's telling them to get rich fast, get 10 passports for some reason. Who the fuck needs 10 passports?
Also, get rich fast. It's like...
That's, you know, like day one scheme, bro.
But also, get rich fast. It's like...
Let's just get rich quick. Not, word it differently.
And it's also not something you can just do, you know? That's like, yes, that's like the most useless thing to tell. It's cock. Like, it's also telling, it's kind of like telling someone like, hey, go out and just like bench 450 pounds. You know, it's like, it's not that easy. You know, you got to spend years building up the strength and, you know, training and all that. And it's the same with getting rich. It's like, okay, you tell me that, but those two things are not... it's necessary to spend time to accumulate wealth. You know, it doesn't happen overnight. So first of all, that first statement is useless. Get 10 passports? Why is he saying that, bro? I mean, I guess we're kind of privileged because the U.S. has a very powerful passport. Maybe he's talking to other people from different countries, but I don't know.
Sure.
That seems like a random thing. Build bunkers stocked with food. Okay, like,
how much average money does that cost? You're not gonna be rich after that. You're gonna be fucking broke.
Okay, that's a good point. And it's like, build bunkers stocked with food. Like, who the fuck is calling a contractor to build a bunker in their house to, like, I mean, that's crazy. Have a jet
on the runway ready.
this guy's way, way, way out of touch.
Who is, like, who is signed up for this motherfucker's classes?
And this goes back to lonely men, I think, are lonely men who don't know who to turn to, and they see this guy and they're like, okay, he might have
these the lonely men for me. Don't have any money. If they had money, they would have women.
Well, I don't know about all that, but what I will say is, like, yeah, this pissed me off, one, because he's clearly out of touch, but two, also, like, to promote your Telegram using, like, an international conflict that's actually, like, hurting and worrying many people is fucked up.
No, I don't think he cares about that. I don't think he cares about that.
You don't think he cares about it when he's saying, we'll be giving personal updates on my Telegram, retweet this once you've joined? Like,
no,
it's clearly a fucking just scheme to get people to sign up for his Telegram, bro.
I don't even think he's, like, pretending to care about Iran attacking Israel. I think he's just, like, trying to... this, to me, seems like a big I told you so. But, like, the vaguest I told you so ever. Like, it's like a... it's like... I walk around barefoot around my house and, like, outside. And every fucking day that I go over to my grandpa's house, he's like, you're going to catch a cold if you walk around barefoot. And I'm like, bro, I've been walking around barefoot for, like, 10 years. Then, like, a few weeks ago, I was, like, sneezing and I had mucus coming out of my nose. And he was like, I told you so. It's like, after these 10 years of walking around barefoot, I finally got sick. You think that's really what made me get sick, you fucking asshole?
Yeah, I don't know. I think he's very fucking despicable, and this post that he's posted here is certainly no fucking exception.
All right, my last topic for this podcast is just an apology.
An apology?
An apology to you.
Okay, the hell?
It's an apology to you. I just feel like I've been a little harsh on you.
In what ways?
I don't know.
Okay, well, I accept your apology, certainly. But
sometimes I'm a little bit out of line.
I mean, there must be something that caused you to say this.
No.
Okay.
Well, I just think, like, man, I was a little mean to Yoshi today.
Okay.
That's it.
I accept your apology. I don't. Are you just trying to get farm a soundbite? What are you saying, bro? What are you doing? Because I don't think you've been mean to me in the slightest.
I mean, not mean, but out of pocket.
Okay, I hope you're not just doing this to farm a clip so that you can post some out of context edited together shenanigans on the camera.
What would I possibly get out of this?
I don't know. That's what scares me the most. But I accept your apology. And if you have done anything, I haven't noticed it, but I appreciate your thoughtfulness. I'll say that.
This goes out to all the viewers. Apologize to your friends. And that's it.
Okay. Typically, people urge other people to thank their friends instead of apologizing to them.
I think apologizing is better.
It could be if you've legitimately wronged them, but I feel like you haven't done anything bad.
What would I thank your ass for?
I don't know, for putting up or for be. If you think you wronged me, you could say, "Well, thank you for putting up with me, even though I had been mean to you."
No, that's too gay.
Gay? Okay, but apologizing, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, well. Anyway, thank you for your consideration and your thoughtfulness.
Apologizing is accepting responsibility.
So you're saying you're being a man and I'm being gay for thanking you and accepting your apology. Okay, so you're just this is a fucking scheme, bro. You're just scheming out here, man. All right. Anyway, thank you for listening to the podcast.